talk a little haunted house. And we have Grady Dennis. They're all seniors at the Butternut School. Grady Dennis, Willow Esperner, and Lydia Wartko, all joining us live in studio. Butternut students, good morning to all of you.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. And you're welcome for getting you out of class for a little bit. So.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. So we have this haunted house has been going for quite a few years. We've been doing this, right? Mrs. Jarosinski's in here, too. This is quite a few years, isn't it, that we've been doing this?
I've been trying to get the history of it since I'm a first-year advisor.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about 20 years.
Really, about 20 years. Wow, yeah. And it's kind of become one of the premier haunted houses in the area, and it happens right at the Butternut School, right?
Yes, correct.
Right, okay. So, first of all, before we delve in, let's give people the dates, because with Halloween being kind of on a weird day this year, we're going a couple weekends, right?
Yeah, we're running two weekends.
It starts this weekend on Thursday the 23rd, and that's kids' night from 6 to 9 p.m.
All right, so Thursday the 23rd, so not quite as scary for the young ones. What time does that start then?
6 to 9.
All right, 6 to 9 for the younger kids. All right.
And then on Friday, October 24th, and then Saturday, October 25th, it's 7 to 10 p.m.
Okay. All right, and then we'll go the following weekend too, right?
And that's just Friday and Saturday.
Halloween's on that Friday?
Yes.
Okay, all right. And we have the picture of the poster at 98qcountry.com/events if you want to see all the dates on there. So Grady, I was understanding you're the president. So
correct.
You're the man. So what does it take? Talk about the whole process for putting this together. A lot of time and effort,
yes,
right?
Yes, it takes a lot of time and effort from everyone on student council. We work together as a team very well to get everything done up there. We spend countless hours up there during school and after school to kind of put the work and effort in to bring this scares to people.
Okay. So talk about the rooms. All right, do we kind of break it into rooms, or what's haunted houses have different philosophies, but usually we kind of have different themed rooms, is that correct?
Yeah, so we kind of have like a map that we start out with at the beginning of every year, and we kind of lay out who wants which rooms, and typically the rooms get, like, the seniors get first choice of what rooms they want.
Okay. All right. And so then each class kind of handles different areas? Is that kind of how it goes?
Yeah, that's kind of how we've run it in the past. A few things have changed a couple of years ago. I know, like, certain families now, like, will run their own rooms out of there. Like, if they've got a lot of kids in the school, they'll have, like, one room dedicated for just their family, you know?
Sure, sure.
And then we also have Jared and Josh Wagner, who are both big helps. They help out every year. It's kind of their thing. They have a couple of rooms of their own as well that they run.
Okay. All right. Okay, so have all of you been involved in the past years then with this too? Okay, so I'm going to go around. Lydia, I'll start with you. What was your favorite thing that you got to do at the haunted house? Like one year where you got to be this certain character. What was your favorite? What stands out?
Last year I was in a, like, madhouse scientist gone wrong. And I was a creepy masked surgeon that was supposedly beating up the patient. It was pretty fun.
Willow, how about you? What stands out as your favorite one?
Last year, I got to be in a meat locker room, and that was pretty fun to jump out at people. So
got to be in a meat locker room. You'll never say that again in your life.
Nope.
Grady, how about you? What do you think your most favorite one was?
So I've actually never done any of the scares.
Okay.
I run the downstairs stuff most of the time. I lead people to the staircase to go upstairs.
So you're the counselor, right?
Yeah, kind
of. So have you, for Lydia and for Willow, have you had anybody that get so freaked out they're just like they swing at you or something? Or I mean, is there ever a moment you're like, whoa, this person's out of control?
I know 2 years ago someone got out of hand and decided to touch actors in our room.
Okay, that's number one rule out of a haunted house. You don't do that. Yeah, exactly. So how about you, Will?
Not too many, but sometimes people would poke, you know, not really punch, but we've had one case before.
Yeah, yeah. So if you're going to a haunted house, just, you know, if you're going to freak out, keep your hands to yourself, basically. So this is a big, financially, this is a good fundraiser for the, is it senior class or for the school, whole school?
Our student council.
For the student council, okay. So it's a good time. So what would you say, someone's listening right now and they're like, well, I kind of like haunted houses, but I kind of like a halfway person. Are they going to get freaked out? I mean, is it can it get pretty intense, or how would you say?
Oh yeah.
All right. So it gets pretty intense. So maybe they should go during kids' time.
Yes. Maybe.
Kids' time on Thursday night. Okay. So again, so we're going Thursday, Friday, Saturday this week, and then the following one will be Friday and Saturday.
Yes.
They don't need a ticket ahead of time. They can just come to the school,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
We accept walk-ins, but we also have appointments available.
Okay.
We have a QR code on the flyers that are everywhere. Otherwise, it's also available on the Butternut Haunted House Facebook page.
Okay. Butternut Haunted House Facebook page, and that flyer, they could scan that code on our website too. So if they scan that, then they can actually make an appointment.
Yeah, it'll take them to a website where they can book an appointment. It'll tell them all the available time slots and when to show up. Otherwise, we do also accept walk-ins.
All right, that way if they have a larger group or family or something like that, that they kind of want to maybe go through together, that makes it pretty fun. Because the only thing better than scaring someone is having someone like a close relative or a boyfriend or girlfriend see them getting scared, and then they have that over them for a long time. All right. It sounds like a wonderful event. It continues. It's become a tradition now. So, again, the flyer. Is it the Butternut School website that's on, or what's the actual website, Grady?
Is it the BSD Haunted House?
BSD Haunted House? Or they can probably just Google Butternut Haunted House.
Yeah, otherwise you can find – it's also – our Facebook is also reshared.
Okay.
Butternut Haunted House
and
Facebook
on Instagram.
Page.
Instagram. So Butternut Haunted House on Instagram and on Facebook too. All right. So what are we doing this year? Lydia, what's your character this year?
I'm going to be a ice princess.
Oh.
And it's going to be a little gory.
That sounds... Jeez. And Willow, what about you?
It's kind of a spoiler, so I don't know if I should say
it. Oh, you don't want to say it, huh?
Yeah.
Can you
got to come and find out.
Okay. All right. Willow's not going to tell us what she's doing. All right. Grady, what's the most interesting memory you have of the haunted house in your years of doing it?
Most interesting memory
of the whole thing. Anything stand out?
Probably the time when my friend Elena tripped while she was trying to run up to someone and scare them. She tripped right in front of them.
She tripped and fell right into them. Huh?
Yeah.
Kind of takes away from the scariness a little bit. Reverses that process pretty fast. Pretty fast. All right. Grady and Willow and Lydia, thank you so much for coming in. Again, you can Google the Butternut Haunted House and check out the poster on our 98qcountry.com/events website. Go on in there and support it. And support the Butternut Student Council. All right. Did we miss anything? We get it all?
Nope.
All right, Mrs. Jarosinski. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for bringing the seniors in. Now back to class, everyone.